Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, draft fans, sports fans, it's your humble host, DW David West, back for another edition of Inside the War Room on Tuesday evening. It's been a very busy week for me, and we're getting back in the groove with this, with Season 2, Episode 4. We've had a lot of great guests on the show so far this year. We've had Larry Butler, Chris McClendon, just to name a few. Also, Marshawn Kaprich, who joined us the other day. Just a whole bunch of great guests we've had here on the show. Tonight we are joined by running back Quincy Smith of Idaho, a very talented young man who has a unique story. He doesn't have a lot of stats out there, not much video. He does have some spring film. He's a balanced power runner with a little bit of speed to him. But tonight's going to be a little bit different. We're going to let him talk about his inspirational journey in his last college football season to get to Idaho. We'll have him on very shortly. He's a very humble young man. He strives to be the best he can be. He has the winners never quit attitude, something that, you know, a lot of guys don't have, but he will join us very shortly to talk about that and his opportunity. And Quincy will talk about, you know, what he's been through and this and that. So it's a little bit of a different take tonight on Inside the War Room. We might have him a little bit later on. We'll have a part two possibly, and more than likely, to talk about his senior season and what he's doing to get ready for the draft. But right now, Mr. Quincy Smith will be joining us right now to talk about his inspirational journey. Quincy, how are you this evening?
How y'all doing? I'm doing great today.
It's great to hear you. Doing wonderful this evening. I just told our listeners a little bit about you. I told him that this show is going to be a little bit different tonight. You probably just heard me talk about, I'll probably have you on later on in the year to talk about your senior season and how you've developed and, you know, talk about more about your prospect and, you know, your evaluation going forward and, you know, what you're going to bring to the team. But I know tonight's a little bit different. I was going to let you talk about your inspirational journey that you've had to get to the point where you're at. But to tell our listeners, he's a small guy, but he's got a lot of heart. He's 5'6", 205 pounds, 5'7", give or take, and he plays with a lot of heart. But, Quincy, let's jump in right into it. I know you have a lot to speak from, especially from the heart. And
yeah.
Got about 25 minutes. Usually I give about 2 minutes to wrap it up and reflect and tell our listeners about what we just heard. But let's jump straight into it, and I'll let you open the floor with what you want to bring to the table tonight.
I mean, I just want to tell everybody about the journey that I took to get where I'm at, you know, and just never give up and always, always go for what you want in life. Because, I mean, we only have one life, so you might as well go after what you truly want.
You know sometimes I was telling the listeners also before you got on that you have the mentality of winners never quit. And I was going to touch on that in just a little bit, but I know you have a lot to say. So I'm going to pop in and out, but I'm going to let you say as much as you need to.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Well, first of all, I'm 23 years old. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. Attended John Curtis Christian High School. I played under Coach JT Curtis for 4 years. And, you know, I had a great senior season, you know, but it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. I signed to Oklahoma Panhandle State, and I transferred there because, you know, my father, he became very, very ill. And then, you know, I went home to be with him. And then, you know, later that year, he passed away. And that's when my life really took a turning point. And it's just been tough. It was just a tough thing.
Well, I'm going to jump. OPSU, we've had an OPSU player on here just a few episodes ago, Chris McClendon. They've got a talented squad this year.
Yeah, he was in my recruiting class, yeah.
So you probably know Chris pretty well.
Yeah, he's a great athlete, nice size. He played running back. You know, we were recruited there together.
Okay. I won't try to jump in too much, but I'm going to make sure I'm not hearing from the podcast. So continue with what you were going with.
And, you know, I lost my father due to a heart attack. And then my life, you know, it took a 360, and I really had to really focus on where I wanted to be in life. You know, it was hard. You know, growing up in New Orleans, it's tough. You know, New Orleans is a tough city to come out of. You really have to be focused on what you really want in life just to make it out, because there's so many distractions, such as, you know, they have violence. You know, you can be in the crossfire of a shootout. It's just so much going on in the city. But, you know, I just had the mindset and the focus just to be where I wanted to be. And that was to play Division I football, you know. I had a lot of opportunities to play football at other schools, but I just always felt like I was selling myself short. I always felt like that.
Sometimes it's that one thing that opens your eyes to, you know, everything in life. Sometimes it's the passing of a... Sometimes it's an experience that happened to you. Sometimes it's all the above. And, you know, personally, I know a lot of guys that have been through, you know, similar in your shoes, but I know that you've almost been to the other side of the tracks and back and over again. So it's not only advice, but elaborate a little bit more. I don't want to get too deep. I mean, we can talk about this, you know.
I mean, it's fine. You know, I just want to let everybody know.
There's a lot of people that I interact with, guys that I've mentored through this process last year. And right now, they're feeling very hopeful or very hopeless because, you know, they are hoping to get a call. And I know you're going to be in the same boat, but I'm hoping you get the opportunity. I'm hoping that you get the chance to shine. You have the skill set. But there's a good possibility that you don't get your name heard, even on draft day, but you might get that opportunity to camp. And it's a blessing to play. But to any junior or senior coming up this year, I know you're in your senior season, what kind of advice would you give them to someone that might say, well, you know, I'm a small school guy. I'm not at Idaho. I'm at, you know, a really small school. What can you tell them to go toward their dreams?
Just get a little bit better every day. Not that much. If you get a little better every day, it'll add up to something big. Focus on getting a little bit better. Just a little bit better. And those little bit things will add up to something big. And that's something I try and focus on. I don't try to take big leaps. I take baby steps every day, every day, every day, every day towards my goal. You know, that's something I really, truly focus on, is just taking baby steps, you know, because you got to start somewhere. You crawl before you walk.
No, that's a great thing, though. Baby steps to make yourself better. Baby steps to get yourself ready. You know, try to chug a gallon of milk in one day. I mean, I know people that do it. It's pretty much going off and, you know, work to get better each day, little bit by little bit. Absorb everything you can. I think that's a great message to anyone that's listening. Baby steps to help yourself in life. Baby steps to work toward that promotion in a job. Baby steps to be, you know, maybe you don't have a great relationship with a family member. Baby steps to repair that. I think that's great and inspirational that you're bringing that. I would also encourage everyone to go to blotmagazine.com. There's an archived interview or archived article that they had about Quincy, and it's outstanding. It really goes into detail and in depth, especially since, you know, 30 minutes won't be enough to kill this on the show, because I know there's so much that you want to say, but it's so limited to a 30-minute time frame. But I would encourage everyone to go to blotmagazine.com/2015-0308. I'm trying to get the whole URL here.
Or they can just check it on my Twitter. You know, I have it in my link in my bio on my Twitter and in my Instagram at Quincy Smith.
At Quincy Smith _ on Twitter, check him out. His inspirational story in its entirety is there. Corbin McDonald did a wonderful piece on him. You know, I'm going to go with what was it like going through Katrina? Katrina was one of the worst disasters.
It was rough. I was 13 years old. I remember me and my father and my mother driving in New Orleans, and it looked like a ghost town. I'm talking about, I didn't even recognize the place. Then, you know, I get to my house, and it's just nothing. We lost everything, you know. We had to repair our whole house, you know. And, you know, there wasn't any, like, contractors or anything in town. So me and my father and my older brother, we did all that hand by hand. You know, we put our house piece by piece back together.
You know, it was one of those things that, you know, changed so many lives. And I after reading this story, like I said, everyone, you need to go check out this story. It goes really into the beef of what he went through to get to this point, play for Idaho in his last season in collegiate football. You know, there is a quote in here that I'm going to use a pool quote right now, that, you know, you would send out 100 emails a day to get an opportunity just because, you know, things didn't work out. And, you know, what was the feeling like when you got that opportunity from coach?
I cried because I knew this was going to change my life. I knew I had a chance to help take care of my mom and get her out of the financial burden that she was in. I cried, you know, because I know what I can do, and I believe in myself. I've been playing football my whole life since I've been 7 years old. So it's just, I just always kept my faith. That's something I never lost in the toughest times of my life. I never lost faith. And I can tell anybody that's going through anything, like, just never lose faith and always look for better days.
It's so humbling to hear a guy that, you know, never lose faith, a guy that wants it, a guy that's, you know, going to tell guys older than himself and guys younger than himself. I mean, you'd be a perfect role model for any young man trying to go after this dream just as hard. And I know there's guys from all types of backgrounds, guys that are coming home to a family that has everything they need and has the opportunity. There's guys that are in your situation, and, you know, it's great to hear that you have that no-quit attitude. And I mentioned that at the top of the broadcast, winners never quit. Is that something that you live by every day?
I live by it. And, you know, I teach my 8-year-old cousin that winners never quit. And that means to me, you just never give up. You may get some bad days, but there is positive outlooks in bad days. And, you know, this is one thing, I look for positivity even in the most negative situations. So that helps me prosper. That helps me go forward.
With your father passing with a heart attack, and I know you briefly touched on it just at the beginning of this, I know he was probably one of your biggest supporters. Actually, I was talking to one of the Vinci's last night about the similar process. His dad's not doing too well, and he's still humble, still hungry. He's in his senior season, just like yourself. And I know for a fact that your dad would be absolutely proud of you, how far you've come, opportunities that you've tackled and adversity you've overcame. Could you say this last season is for him, just like the guy I was talking to on the phone last night, he did he's devoting this last season to him. Are you doing the similar thing, devoting your last collegiate season to your father?
To my father, this is it. I'm laying it all on the line for my dreams. And that's just honest. Him, my dad was such an inspiration to me. You know, he gave me tough love. You know, he never settled. He taught me to never settle. That's something he showed. Like, never settle. I remember I'd go out, score 2-touchdown game. He'd be like, you should have scored 3. I remember I was 13. I broke the Parrish record for Jefferson Parrish. He was like, you should have ran faster, you know. And as a kid, that kind of made me down, you know. But as I got older, I respected him for giving me that mindset. And now I just never settle. You know, I can't settle.
You can never strive for anything less than the best. I know you live by it every day. I think it's great how humble and, you know, experiences mold people. College molded me into somebody I never thought I would. The people I work with now, they're molding me to be a more confident person. It's the experiences, both positive and negative. They mold you for who you are. I'm going to talk to you, bring up to the listeners, you're in your final season, collegiate season. Your ball's about to start here in a few weeks. I know you're super excited that, you know, you're going to be grinding again. What do you hope to bring to the younger guys on the roster that honestly probably don't know you very well? Because, you know, and especially a lot of the guys to the program that you're pretty new, I'm sure you've messed pretty well during spring ball and everything like that. But what do you hope to bring to the team this year, particularly being a new guy on the team? What do you hope to achieve? Not only, you know, winning games, of course. I know you're not a guy that's saying, oh, I want to put up 20 touchdowns this year. It's not about personal achievement, championships. That's what it's about. But what do you hope to achieve with your teammates this year, being particularly a new face to the organization?
I mean, I bonded with a lot of the guys before I was on the team. You know, they welcomed me with open arms before I was on the team. And that's something I really love, you know, and I'm proud to be a Vandal. You know, I'm very proud, and I just hope to bring, you know, just a better mentality just to finish, you know, just that finish.
You know, it's so important to finish. I preach to my guys. I don't really preach. Most of the guys understand this. But when you're talking to a scout one-on-one or, you know, you're interviewing with them, they don't want to hear that you're going to blow up the field this year, that I'm the best athlete. You know, putting the personal spotlight on you kind of looks bad. That it's a team-first thing. I have no doubt in my mind that you're a team-first player. Everyone listening should definitely, you know, look out after this guy, Quincy Smith. If you want to check out his inspirational story, at Quincy Smith _, it's on his Twitter and also his Instagram. I just don't think that, you know, if anyone listening tonight needs an inspirational story, that you don't think you can make it because of this and that. Quincy's been through so much. I think you'd be a great guy to talk to about every kind of adversity that you could think of, you know, particularly losing a parent. I have never lost a parent yet. I hope I won't in the anytime near future. But it's shaped him and molded him. Before we are probably already at the 10-minute mark, believe it or not, and I'm probably going to get you off here in the next 5, 6, 7 minutes. What are your goals this season as a player? Not many people know you as a player yet because, you know, you come over so much. Quite actually put on the film, as, you know, I was telling people at the top of the broadcast, there's not much film out there on you. And, you know, I watched a little bit. I know your power and speed ratio. I did a little research. But tell our listeners, as a player, what do you want to achieve this season?
As a player? Me?
Yes.
I got high goals. I just want to – first, I got to work to earn some playing time, you know, because about me being a walk-on. You know, I got to make do with the reps I get. And then, you know, I got high expectations for myself. I just hope to score, like, 20 touchdowns, first team all conference Sun Belt, be a candidate for the Doak Walker.
shoot for the stars, as they say, you know, work as hard as you can, hungry, humble mentality. It's all adding up. And I'm going to let you open up the floor with anything else. I know this is a little bit different feel of an interview. I'm sure you've heard some of the ones in the past I do. It's usually more a give and take on the experiences. What do you give? But, you know, you're such an inspirational guy. I think that you would be an excellent example in any NFL locker room that you can overcome anything. And I know a lot of guys, you know, have their own story to say. You know, people ask me, well, why is Quincy's story different? Everyone has their own story. I have a story. You have a story. Donovan McNabb has a story. Aaron Rodgers has a story. Aaron Rodgers was drafted in the first round, and he was sitting behind Brett Favre for 2 years. I mean, now he's the best quarterback in the NFL. Everyone has a story. But I'm going to let you open the floor. Anything else that you want to bring to the table to our listeners tonight?
I want to tell people, you know, a positive mind is the best tool for success. You got to stay positive and just always stay from negativity, because that can sidetrack you and knock you from where you want to be, not just in sports, even in life.
It's such an amazing thing to hear that you want a positive mentality. You know, I have to remind myself to remain positive. You know, I've got big dreams too, but I'm not going to talk about them in detail. I mean, I can any other time, but this is about you. Is there any kind of shout-out you want to give? I know you're not probably the guy to give shout-outs to anyone, but is there anyone just say, hey, this is for you, you know, this is for mom, dad, teammates, hey, whatever you want, give a shout-out.
I would like to thank, you know, my whole coaching staff at John Curtis Christian High School, man. They made me who I am, you know, because, I mean, I remember as a young kid going into their program, I was cocky, I was, you know, and they gave me a reality check, you know, like, you're not the best, you know, and I really like to give a shout out to them and just my family, just from supporting me, all my friends, and, you know, even to the people that I listen my music to, you know, Currency, he's a very inspirational to me, and he's not even doing what I do, you know, he's a rapper, you know, and his music really inspired me to keep going, even in my tough times in my life, you know. So it's just everything. I just always want to tell everybody, just stay positive and stay focused on your goals. That's something I really want to tell everyone.
Sports fans, draft fans, running back Quincy Smith of Idaho in his final season, we will definitely have you on closer to the end of the season and probably going forward to the draft process, you getting ready for your pro day training. I know there's that little gap that you have to train after the season's over to get ready for that 40-yard dash that, you know, you hope the scouts come out. And we'll have a follow-up interview, but I think this is eye-opening, particularly with college football, particularly right around the corner, young men that might be a freshman. There might be a freshman listening to this and say, you know, I'm a preferred walk-on, you know, this and that and this. Or there might be a senior listening tonight and saying, you know, I've got to stay positive this season. I've got to make sure I'm winning it for the team. I think this is very eye-opening. Quincy, I thank you so much for coming on tonight. I know it went really quick. I tell the guys that come on there, it goes by quick. You start talking about different things, and it's over before you know it. But I really appreciate you coming on tonight and sharing. I know we didn't go super into detail of but if you want to check him out on Twitter, at Quincy Smith _, and in his description is that story I was talking about on blotmagazine.com, Winners Never Quit. We'll always stay focused and, you know, read the story. It takes only about 2 or 3 minutes if you're a quick reader, maybe a little bit longer, but you have to read this. It's a story that I think will, you know, shape your thinking. You know, you might not be a sports fan and a complete football fan, but just to understand that Quincy has this mentality that he's telling to the world, stay positive, keep a smile on your face, winners never quit. Quincy, thank you so much for
thank you.
You know,
thank you. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share this. Thank you.
No problem at all. And we look forward to having you on Inside the War Room, maybe episode 30 or 40 this season. We'll definitely have a follow-up. Wait to hear about your season. Even if,
okay.
You know, your role is big as, you know, we hope. But, you know, we're going to ask you about everything going forward, particularly the draft process. Guys are going to know about you and your story, particularly scouts. I'm telling you, scouts know a lot about you before you know about them. So just keep that in mind. You know, that story's out there. I'm sure they've already read it and say, you know, it might be someone we need to bring on our franchise.
Thank you.
Sports fans, draft fans, Quincy Smith, check him out once again, blotmagazine.com. It is in his Instagram and Twitter Twitter description, at Quincy Smith _. Once again, Quincy Smith, here on Inside the War Room. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
We'll be in touch, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Draft fans, that is a very inspirational story. I didn't really go far into details with it. I know he wanted to talk more. He lost his dad at an early age. He's playing for him this season. And, you know, Quincy is bringing something to the table that I think everyone should hear. Winners never quit. I know I talked a lot tonight. It's particularly not my say-so to, but, you know, I just want to stress the importance of staying positive. Quincy will be joining us later on this season. Season two, probably closer later on to the end of the season, where we'll get his final take on what his college football experience was like and what he's doing to move forward. Positive attitude, winners never quit. If you want to check out this inspirational talk from Quincy, it will be archived at NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. Tomorrow night, I will have Dominique Wyatt from OPSU. Quincy just talked about him. We've already had Chris McClendon from OPSU, and he will be joining us tomorrow, the offensive guard who's been making holes for Chris McClendon. He's already mentioned him on air once. We'll have him on tomorrow night. But thank you so much again, Quincy Smith, for coming on tonight from Idaho. I really look forward to hearing about your season coming up. And with that being said, I'm your humble host, DW David West. I hope everyone has a great evening. Tomorrow night, we'll bring you another edition, the fifth episode of Inside the War Room. Take care, everyone.